NASCAR's Kyle Busch found unresponsive in race simulator before death. By Warner Todd Houston on May 22, 2026. More details about the shocking death of 41-year-old racing NASCAR star Kyle Busch have emerged, with the latest information revealing that he had been found unresponsive in a race simulator ahead of being hospitalized on Thursday. The racing world was shocked Thursday when the two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion was reportedly admitted to a hospital with what the family called a severe illness. But only hours later, he was gone. According to the New York Post, Busch was found unconscious in a race simulator in Concord, North Carolina, on Thursday, just before being transported to the hospital. Busch had been suffering an ongoing sinus problem and even noted early in May that he was undergoing a physician's care for the issue. The Associated Press reported at the time that Busch had been struggling with a sinus cold exacerbated by the intense G-forces and elevation changes at the New York road course. He also mentioned the problem during an interview with The Athletic and said, "You can kind of hear it, I'm still not great. The cough was pretty substantial last week." The family has not yet issued any information about the racer's cause of death, but did issue a statement asking for forbearance. "During this incredibly difficult time, we ask everyone to respect the family's privacy and continue to keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Further updates will be shared as appropriate," they said. Busch reigned as one of the winningest racers in NASCAR, having won 63 Cup Series races, ranking him first among active drivers and ninth all-time. He also holds the record 102 Xfinity Series wins. The racer is survived by his wife, Samantha, his 11-year-old son, Brexton, and his 4-year-old daughter, Lennox. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.